Tonight we come to a message 6, which is titled, Joseph Being Recognized by His Brothers. It's a very interesting title. Joseph being recognized by his brothers. His brothers needed to recognize him. This is a very interesting statement. It implies that there were some brothers and they didn't recognize their own brother. Joseph, stand up. This is Joseph Bremer. Joseph, how many siblings do you have? Five siblings. And Joseph goes home. He gets to Glasgow. And he's there, his brothers and sisters. And they say, oh, who are you? They don't recognize him. All this time, all these years, and they don't recognize Joseph. Thank you. You sit down. This is something very strange that your brother, who has a brother or a sister? Raise your hands. What if you came home and you got in the door and they said, do I know you? Very strange. But we see in this message a very wonderful truth. That Jesus is, he wants you to recognize him. Brothers and sisters from the Ukraine, do you recognize Jesus? Amen. Brothers and sisters from Spain, do you recognize Jesus? Well, maybe we do, maybe we don't. So I want to start this message continuing from where I spoke last time. The end of the last message where I was sharing, we said this, the Lord is my shepherd. Let's say that again. The Lord is my shepherd. Actually, the correct word here in the Bible is to, instead of saying Lord, we should say Jehovah. So this time, let's say Jehovah. Jehovah is my shepherd. Brothers and sisters, you have a shepherd. Amen. David said, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil. Amen. Because the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Listen to this verse. I think This afternoon, I read this verse for the first time. I don't know if I ever read this verse before. Okay, this is John 10, 14. It says this. It says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Amen. Oh, do you know the shepherd? Let me tell you about the shepherd. I have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity this evening to preach the gospel to all of you. Amen. Let me tell you that we have a lovely, precious shepherd. Amen. When I was coming down the stairs, I saw Audrey, some of you know Audrey, with her little baby. Yeah. What's his name?
Zach.
And she was going, that's exactly what I do when I see my son or my daughter. Oh, so many kisses. Right, Bob? You ever did that? Oh, a mother loves their child. A mother loves their child so much. And probably even more when you're not looking. Oh, I love my child. Right? Well, let me listen to this. Isaiah 49. This is Isaiah 49, 15. It says, can a woman forget her nursing child? Oh. Okay, do we have any mothers here? Do we have any mothers of babies here? Any mothers of babies? Oh, okay. Yeah? Oh, you have a little two-year-old, Glory? Have you forgotten about him? No. Can she forget? It says, a mother, he says, listen to this, he says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she would not have compassion on the son of her womb? Even though they may forget, yet I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Even a mother, even if a mother could forget her own child, Shitting, he will never forget you. How, what does the next verse say? Listen to this. It says this. It says, indeed, I have engraved you upon the palms of my hands. This is what it says about the Lord's love for us. What does that mean? He is engraved, that we are engraved on his hands. When the Lord was dying on the cross, you know, I should be the one who should pay the price for my sins. I have done some shameful things in my life. You know, I read about Judah. I read about Reuben. I read about Simeon, Levi. And I sometimes go, oh, these guys, terrible, terrible. But what about me? What about when none of the other brothers and sisters are here? Nobody is there. When you're by yourself, in front of the brothers and sisters, you may say, look at me. I come to the microphone. I love the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. But at home, nobody's looking. On our device, where are we? Sometimes there are things we don't want anyone else to know. You know who should have been in the jail? Who should have been in the jail? Joseph was in the jail 10 years. Maybe more. What did he do? Nothing. He was perfect in every way. Who should have been in jail? I should have been in the jail. Who should have been on the cross? I should have been the one crucified. Who was on the cross? Jesus, the shepherd. When it says we are engraved on his hands, when we meet him, we will see the nail prints. He died for that sin, for that mistake, for that lie, for that look. This is the shepherd. Amen. His love for you. He said, I will never forget you. I will never abandon you. He won't do it. There's nothing we can do that will ever make him forget you. Amen. You know what the verse before says? This is verse 14. Zion said, Jehovah has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Some of us are going through very difficult experiences. Some of us may feel like this. The Lord has forgotten me. No. The Lord is our shepherd. Going back to John chapter 10. Verse 15. Says, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. Jojo, Jesus laid down his life for you and me. Amen. Do you know him? Do you know the shepherd? Yeah. You know, Job was a very wise man in the Old Testament. He knew a lot of things. He knew all kinds of things. And you know what? He had some friends. They talked about God. They talked about God, how he created this. Very clever. Sometimes we young people, we may be like this. Oh, I could tell you about my human spirit. I could tell you about, I could tell you about Joseph. Joseph, there's a type of Christ. Joseph is also the rainy aspect of, we can say a lot of words, but do you know Jesus? Do you know the Lord Jesus? So Job, he eventually, after all these things, he said, I heard of you with the hearing of my ear. He says, but now my eye has seen you. Israel, I want you to see Jesus. Brothers and sisters, You may nod. You may say, yes. I say, do you know the Lord? You say, yes, I know the Lord. I tell you, actually, you may be like this. Something is covering us. Something is veiling us. Oh, this one. I want to tell you about this one. Jesus. Oh, he loves you. He loves you to the uttermost. Oh, and you know what else is wonderful? He wants you, Sister Joanna, to know that he loves you. So we come to this message. We come to this message talking about Joseph. And in this picture, we will see through the Old Testament how this God who loves us, who is typified, Jesus, who is typified by Joseph, they don't see him. So he has to put them in all kinds of situations until they know him. So let's read the outline together. Okay, point one. Joseph tested his brothers further, expecting that they would notice certain indications and thus recognize him. A, brothers, it was the severity of the famine that forced Joseph's brothers to come to him again. Their need for food forced them to return to him. In this message, this is the second time. The first time they went there, you remember, and they met Joseph and they got something. And then that time, they didn't recognize him, right? Actually, this is the verse in 42, verse 8. It says this. Genesis 42, 8. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. I read that again. Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. You know, I was thinking about this afternoon. You know, Joseph, he has these dreams, and he gets released from prison. And then what do you think he's thinking about? Now, oh, he must be thinking about, well, the dream got fulfilled. But what about my brothers? What about my brothers? So he's considering this, but instead he doesn't do anything. He doesn't go. What do you think is in his heart about his brothers? What would you be thinking? You know, maybe you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get them. I'm going to, you know, I'm in the second in command. I just get some chariots. We go there and we deal with them and we throw them in prison. But he was not like that. We heard this morning that he was under the rulership of the Spirit. That means he was restricted. Maybe he was more restricted when he came out of prison than he was when he was in prison. But I tell you, his heart wasn't like that. How do you say that? Warasi? His heart for his brothers was full of love. You know what? His heart was full of love, Gilbert. So what is he thinking? He's thinking, one day, oh, my brothers are going to come, and I'm going to reveal myself to them. But the way I'm going to reveal myself to them is I want them to recognize me. I want them to see me. It's not that when they come to them, I'll go, hey, I'm Jesus. You know, sometimes when we go out and we're talking to people on the street, one time I was talking to somebody on a campus, university campus, and they said, I don't believe in God. Why? I said, why? Because I can't see him, you know? If he's real, he should appear to me right now, you know? Okay, well, let me tell you, the Lord Jesus is real. But there are some conditions. Okay, let's read Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13, then we'll come back to the story. Okay, so write these down, because you could read these later. You will enjoy these verses. If you write these down, I am telling you golden nuggets, believe me. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13. It says, I know the thoughts that I think about you. Jason Stevens. I know the thoughts I think about you. Kwame, Brother Luke.
Praise the Lord.
What kind of thoughts? What kind of thoughts, Daniel, Barima? What kind of thoughts does God have about you? Well, have you ever thought about that, Daniel? What does God think about me? Joel, what does God think about you? I'll tell you, write it down. Jeremiah 29 says, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you a latter end and a hope. Oh, then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Do you need the Lord to listen to you? And you will seek me and find me. If what? If you search for me with all your heart. Oh. So Joseph has this consideration. I would like to my brothers to know me. So here's the thing, is he would not do anything for himself. But instead, he would be under the rulership of the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to operate. So then you get to A. So what happens? Eventually, the environment changes. Who's had a change of environment that is just makes you desperate? Like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I don't know how I can make it. This was their situation. They ran out of food. They ran out of food. You know, when you read the news today, you read the news, you realize, oh, the world situation. Oh, the prices are going up. Oh, this is happening. That is happening. Famine. Famine. That was the arrangement behind the scenes. What is that for? Okay, B. Let's have sisters read B. Joseph's brothers were ignorant concerning Joseph. They did not know that he was a ruler in Egypt. They didn't know that behind the scenes, all of these things that are going on, Joseph is the ruler. Okay, let's have brothers read C. After his brothers came the second time, Joseph showed them his love by feasting with them in his residence. Although they did not recognize him, he wanted to indicate to them that he was intimate with them, even as he was testing them. Okay. Maybe, what if this happened? Your brother suddenly becomes so, what? So successful at this app he designs. It's so successful that this company, maybe Microsoft or Google, they say, this is worth 2 billion euros, 2 billion. Ooh. Suddenly, your brother becomes so rich and so influential. And like everybody wants to know him. Everybody wants him. And guess what? He's your brother. No, 2 billion is too little. 10 billion, 100 billion. And he's your brother. He's your brother. He owns so much, so rich, so powerful. And he's your brother. And you know what? He loves you. What do you think he wants to do with those riches? He's so rich, Peter. He wants to share those riches with you. But there's a condition. You have to recognize him. You have to see him. You have to know him. If you know him, then he'll share the riches with you. But you have to pass through something. You have to pass through something. So this was all part of Joseph's arrangement. So let's read through the verses because the story is tremendous. So the famine is severe. You know, even today, sometimes you go to the shops, you can't find something. You become a bit desperate. Like, oh man, they're running out of eggs. You ever go to the shop, like, out of eggs? Out of milk. But this is much worse than that. Out of everything. Out of everything. You go, you know, sometimes they're out of toilet paper, or out of this, out of paper, out of that. But they're out of everything. So they go, okay, we gotta go. Dad, we're gonna have to go. So they go. But remember from this morning, this time, what happened was they had silver that was put into their bags. So they took their silver and they took Benjamin. So now, how many brothers is it? Before, 10 went down, and they left Benjamin at home. So now you have 11 brothers and the silver, and they go back to Joseph. And so somehow, Joseph sees Benjamin, and he says this. He says, bring the men into the house and slaughter an animal and prepare it, for the men will eat with me at noon. Okay. So here are the brothers. They're coming into Egypt, and then they get called. Can you imagine that? You're coming into a situation where you are like, okay, we've got all this silver, and we're just going to try and see if he lets us this time. Because Simeon is stuck in prison, and they were very afraid. They were very afraid. They had their silver, they had their brother, they were thinking about their dad. And now, instead of going where you went last time, this time he says, come to my house. So they're very afraid. And so they start talking to one another, saying, I think it's because we stole the silver. We stole it, but it's because it was there. And you know what? I think maybe he wants to take the things that we've got. Maybe it's, Warasi, you know what? I think he wants to take our silver and he wants to take our donkeys. You know, we've got our donkeys and so very afraid, very afraid. But you know what? Okay, that's one side. This man is so rich. He's so rich. $100 billion, 100 billion euros. Do you think he really wants their donkeys? He doesn't care about their donkeys. But they are very concerned about themselves. Like, oh no, what's going to happen to me? Oh, I don't know. Maybe this man's going to... Well, last time we were here, he said, we might die. So they were just occupied with themselves. They were occupied with their money, and they were occupied with their donkeys. They never stopped to think, who is it? Who is this man? Who is this man whose house we've been invited into? So they don't know who this person is. So they talk to the man who came out to find them, and he said, they say, oh, we found it in our bags, and we brought more money to pay you. So it wasn't us. Have you ever had something like that? Imagine if something like that happened to you. Somebody stole something. Can you imagine what that feel like? And then you found that stolen thing on you. Oh, you would feel terrible. That's how they felt. They felt like, oh no, we're going to go and see this man. He's so powerful. He's going to kill us. And this is what the man says to them. A very strange thing. He says to them this. He says, oh, don't worry. Actually, your God and the God of your fathers has given you treasure in your sacks. Oh, this is very strange. Okay, we read that and we kind of overlook it. But like I like what Brother Daniel said. He said that word there is Elohim. The Egyptians had many other gods. Many other gods. But he says Elohim, right? I'm assuming. And the God of your father. Wow. So wait a minute. If you'd stop and think about it, how does this Egyptian know about God? How does he know? It must have been that last time after they left, Joseph would have talked to that man and told him, oh, about his God and about the God of their father. So there are starting to be certain things, indications. Wait a minute. Okay, we've been invited to like the royal palace. This guy knows about God, and he knows about the God of Dad. Who is this guy? No, they never stopped to think about that because they were worried about their donkeys. They're worried about themselves. They're afraid of their life. They didn't have time to stop and think, who is this person? Okay, so... So then, Joseph comes. So Joseph comes. And this time, Joseph comes in. And when he comes in, they bring him a present. It kind of makes me, I don't know why the Bible sometimes puts these little notes in. It's like pistachios and almonds and all kind of things. I mean, it's like us. What can we bring the Lord? Give him some pistachios. This guy owns everything in the whole of Egypt. Yeah. And they give him this. And what do they all do? This time, 11 of them, they all bow down. Oh, wait a minute. That should have immediately reminded them of something. 11 of them bowing down. No, nothing went on. No light bulbs. All they were worried about is, how do we get out of here alive, go to dad, and survive this? That's all they were concerned about. But you know what was happening? Joseph was trying to let them know, give them hints. It's me. It's me, your brother. Do you see me? Maybe they bow down. They never looked up into his face. It says that he had disguised himself. It says he disguised himself. He obviously looked like an Egyptian. He didn't speak Hebrew to them. He spoke in another language. But probably they never looked into his face, especially into his countenance. They never looked, so they didn't recognize him. His heart was a heart of love for them. But they were worried. We've been invited to his house. He's given us food. What would you think if this person was doing this to you? You think, maybe he's going to poison us. But the first thing he does is, he asks them this question. This is the ruler of the world. He says, how are you doing? How are you doing? How was the journey? Was it okay? Oh, you know, I heard you had some people had an 18-hour bus ride all the way here. I sympathize. Maybe Joseph was like this. How was the journey? Are you okay? And you told me about, listen to this. How is your father? Is he alive? You know, he may be able to disguise a lot of things, but when he talked about dad, oh, brothers and sisters, dad sent him when he was 17. Dad, I love you. Son, can you go and find your brothers? 17. Now, you know how old he is? 39 or 40. Hasn't seen dad for so long. The father loves the son. The son loves the father. That should have been another what? Hint. Something strange. Do you know what the life study says? It says the brothers were stupid. They were stupid. Okay, so they it's very strange. Verse 28, it says, and they bow down again. It's like they still don't get it. They keep bowing down. And then he sees who? Benjamin. Benjamin. Oh, when he saw Benjamin, when he left, how old was Benjamin? Benjamin was very little. He was 17. Hasn't seen Benjamin for so many years. And he says this. He says, is this? Come on. He says, Benjamin. He says, is this your youngest brother? Of whom you spoke to me? Hasn't seen him for 29 years? No.
Verse
29. Oh, sorry. Hasn't seen him for so many years. He says, God be gracious to you, my son. But, oh, thank you. You can go sit down. Oh. Yeah. When he was born, his mother died. Just the two of them. So he said, when he saw his brother, he says, God, he talks about God. This Egyptian, and all these Egyptians, they're not talking about the sun god. They're not talking about this god, that god. They're talking about Elohim. Amen. Who else knows about Elohim? about from the Hebrews. He says, God be gracious to you, to his little brother. And so when he saw that, the tears, he said, God be gracious. He had to go into another room, and just the tears. If it was you and me, we'd go, it's me, it's Joseph. Look, you meant everything, so you did this to me, but I love you. No, he didn't do that. He hid, he went back. Why? Because he wanted them to learn some lessons. The way that God reveals himself to us is not the way that we expect. You think he's going to come out of the cloud and say, it's me, I'm God. No. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. But do we recognize God in all of the things that are happening in our life? Listen, brothers and sisters, all the things that are happening in your life are arranged by a God who loves you. But he's hidden. Do we see him? So, okay, let's keep going. Then he washed his face and he controlled himself. He came back out and he says, serve the meal. Now, this is another very strange thing. When he serves the meal, it's in three tables. Table one, table two, and table three. They serve Joseph by himself, and then the brothers by themselves, and then the Egyptians, okay? Why did they serve in different tables? Because Egyptians and Hebrews, sorry, that's right, yeah. Egyptians and Hebrews don't eat the same way. To the Egyptians, what the Hebrews eat, that is terrible. So they would never eat with the way a Hebrew eats. But wait a minute. Why is this Egyptian? How do you think this Joseph ate? Do you think Joseph ate like an Egyptian or he ate like a Hebrew? Why is this man? Yeah, let's start adding the things up. He's asking about dad. He's paying special attention to Benjamin. We bowed down to him. He's very concerned about us. He's very concerned about our father. And he eats like we eat. And he calls God our God. Who is this? But they don't recognize. This is Joseph. Okay, let's keep going. So the next thing that happens is very strange. It says, and they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, the youngest according to his youth, and the men looked at one another in astonishment. Okay, hands up. Who can remember the 11 brothers of Joseph in order? Who can do it? Anyone? You can do it? Go for it, Luke. From oldest to youngest. Yes. 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 Wow. I think he should get a prize for that. Come and get a prize. Can't get a prize. Okay, who else can do that? Now, what if you're going to lay tables? You know, sometimes mom says, maybe Esther, you tell the kids, can you lay the table? And they say, thank you, Luke. You go, lay the table, right? And they say, well, where should, do you ever get asked to do this routine? Lay the table. They go, where should mom sit? Where should dad sit? And you go, it's difficult, right? But this table was laid out exactly the right way. You and me, we don't remember the order. That was not easy to remember what Luke did. Oldest to youngest. Yeah, this is what they went. They said they looked at one another in astonishment. How did he do that? How did this happen? Still, not a thought that this might be Joseph. Not a thought. All of these things are happening in your life. Not a thought it might be the Lord. All the things that are happening in the world situation. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to recognize him. His heart is of love towards us. He has an intimate concern. We think all these things are happening. There's famine in my life. These terrible things. Why is it happening? Because he wants you to know him. Amen. We're worried about our donkeys and our silver and ourself. I don't know. Oh, what's going to happen to me tomorrow? Am I going to die? How long am I going to live? Oh, you just need to see Joseph. Just need to recognize him. So let's keep going. So then we end chapter 34 with Benjamin. Come on, Benjamin. Oh, Benjamin. Oh, okay. Judah, you get one portion. No. So Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah. And then the others, which I can't forget nor remember. They'll get one, but Benjamin, you get five. Oh, you don't just get one pizza. You get five pizzas. Go and enjoy your five pizzas. Oh, man, imagine that. Can you imagine how you feel if you're one of the brothers? Honestly, have you ever looked at your brother and sister's food and said, hey, she got more than me. And then mom or dad has to cut it a little bit more. Now it's the same. But Benjamin got five times. What is going on? Benjamin kind of looks a little... No. Okay. So... we are stupid. Oh, the Lord Jesus wants us to know him. Probably they never looked into his eyes. If they'd have looked into his eyes, they'd have seen. Simeon and Levi said, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but do you remember when we sold our brother? As you do. When we sold our brother, he was bought and he was sold into Egypt, right? And it can't be, can it? He should have been bold to say, are you Joseph? Yeah. We need to be bold to say, oh, are you Jesus? Amen. Is this Jesus happening in my life? Are you the Lord? This is what Paul had to say eventually. He said, who are you, Lord? I heard about you with the hearing of my ear. But brothers and sisters, we want you to know the shepherd. Amen. All of these things that are happening are the Lord shepherding. Amen. He's shepherding love for us. Okay, let's let's just read quickly through these points, which are all in the verses. Point D, all together. Joseph's brothers were still ignorant of his love for them. So Joseph tested his brothers further to induce them to recognize him by more indications. Let's alternate brothers and sisters through these 8 points. Brothers, when Joseph's brothers came back, Joseph did not say a word. Rather, he charged his steward to invite the brothers to his residence, the home of the ruler of the earth. Sisters, they told the steward the last time that they had purchased grain with the money that had been returned in their sacks. The steward said, be at peace, do not fear. Your God and the God of your father has given you the treasure in your sacks. Brothers, when Joseph came in, he asked, is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he alive? No matter how much Joseph disguised himself, there must have been some affection in the way he asked about his father. Sisters, when Joseph saw his brother Benjamin, he said, is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? And he said, God be gracious to you, my son. After saying this, Joseph ran into his chamber and wept. Brothers, after Joseph returned, he had his brothers sit before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. Sisters, then Joseph had portions brought to them from before him. However, Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs. Brothers, three tables were prepared, one for Joseph, one for the Egyptians, and one for the brothers. Joseph ordered the tables to be set up in this way in order to indicate to his brothers that he was a Hebrew. Look, I'm different, just like you. But he didn't notice it. Okay, let's all read 8 together. Oh, they should have. Oh, they should have recognized. Point 2. With respect to our knowing the Lord, it is the same today. He has shown himself to us, and we have seen him, yet we do not know him. He has done many things for us with a good intention, but we are frightened by what he did. Brothers A, sisters B. The money and the donkeys were veils that kept Joseph's brothers from recognizing him. The donkeys meant a great deal to them, but to nothing to Joseph. Sisters, in our knowing of the Lord, we are exactly like Joseph's brothers. Instead of considering him, we consider our money, possessions, and ourselves. I'm going to read you a portion from the life study. All of us today are under the hand of our Joseph. What we should do and where we should go is up to him. Okay, let's go. Today we're under the Lord's sovereign hand. Do not worry about the present or the future. You're not under your control, but under the Lord's control. Don't trust in your donkeys. That's your degree or your job. Your destiny is under the hand of the Lord Jesus, and your future is under his control. I would like to share the good news with you that the Lord is still lovingly and sovereignly caring for us. What he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do is all motivated by love. In love, he is seeking to induce us to know him through various indicators he gives us. Listen to this. Look away to Jesus. How about we all say that together? Look away to Jesus and set your eyes upon him. Oh, how about we all close our eyes right now and say, Lord Jesus, I set my eyes on you, okay? Lord Jesus, I set my eyes on you. Okay, I'm going to keep reading some here. I like this story of Joseph and his brothers because it portrays my situation in knowing the Lord. How stupid I have been. The Lord has always been good to me, but I have been constantly worried that I will be damaged or suffer loss. If we would consider our past before the Lord, our tears would begin to fall, and we would say, Lord, I realize my past has just been like Joseph with his brothers. You have always been good to me, but I have not recognized your love because I have been occupied by evil thoughts and my own concerns. Lord, I had no concern for you. I never focused my eyes or attention on you. Lord, forgive me and help me from now on to keep my eyes away from everything other than you. Lord, I don't care for anything. I care only for you and for being in your presence. Lord, as long as I'm here in your presence, I am satisfied. Oh, brothers and sisters, Oh, the Lord wants us to know him. Amen. We have to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Okay, point three. Eventually, Joseph acknowledged his ignorant brothers. Eventually, they all got to enjoy. They got to enjoy what? That $100 billion. Oh, you know, now I know as soon as I say $100 billion, the brothers are thinking, what kind of car would I buy with? And what would I, you know, the riches. Oh, when we get saved, we get the love of God. We get the church. We get the saints. We get eternal life. Wow. We get peace. Yeah, we got everything. Wow. Oh, we're so rich. But there's a condition to recognize him. And also, we'll see something about Judah. Okay, let's read A together. After the last test, one of Joseph's brothers, Judah, improved, as indicated by the way he spoke to him about caring for their father and youngest brother. You know, I never really thought about this before, but when they are throwing Joseph in the pit, you know, they're like beating him up and then they throw him in the pit. Okay, they are hurting who? Who are they hurting when they do that? They're hurting Joseph, for sure. And they know he's the father's son. They're hurting the father. But what about Benjamin? The little boy. Benjamin. Oh, can you imagine they could do that all those years? Yeah. Benjamin thought, my brother died, and here I am. Thank you, Benjamin. They didn't care. They never told him. I mean, just consider, what kind of people are these? We don't have the time to get into all the details. But eventually, after all of these things, back and forth, the silver, all of these things happening to them, eventually, they have to come back to Joseph. And Judah, he had told his father, he said, Dad, we have to go. Listen, we've got no choice. We have to go. We've got to go back to Egypt, because if we don't go, we're all going to die. We're all going to die here. You know, there's no food here. And he says, listen, let me take Benjamin. Because the dad is like, no, don't take Benjamin. Look, you can do anything, but don't take Benjamin. Don't take Benjamin. He says, Dad, if he requires Benjamin, I will be the one. Let him take me. This is Judah. Judah says that. And so dad says, eventually he says, if I am to lose him, I'm to lose him. He just lets him go. So then eventually, go ahead, sit down. Eventually, they have to go back. We know the story. They have to go back. And they said, I knew you guys were terrible. You guys were stealing from me. You stole my silver cup. You stole. You came here. We fed you. We gave you all these things. And then you stole. Oh, they were afraid. They're afraid. And he says, well, first of all, anyway, they're afraid. So they say, you're gonna pay for this. You're gonna pay for this. And so he says, eventually Benjamin's gonna pay for this. I said, Judah goes, okay, come here. Yeah. Peter can be Joseph. Okay, and I need a Judah. Brother, you can come in. Give me Judah. This is the Judah who made big mistakes. Just like you and me. Just like you and me. There are things that we have said. I am going to repeat this. There are things that we have seen. There are things that we have done that we are ashamed of. Do not point the finger at Judah. That is you and me. He has made a lot of mistakes. But here, Judah makes an improvement. Okay, well, here are all the brothers over... You're Judah, right? Yeah. Okay, here are all the brothers over here. And then, here's Joseph. And here's Benjamin. Come over here, Benjamin. And he says, okay, let's read it. And Joseph said to them, what is this deed that you have done? And Judah says, listen to this. He says, what can we say to my Lord? How can we justify ourselves? God has found out. He says, this is the Judah who made a lot of mistakes. He finally says, God has found out. Now we're here, all of us brothers, he says, will be your slaves. And then over here, Joseph says, no. Whoever found the cup, he's going to be my slave. The cup was found in Benjamin's sack. They knew this would kill Dad. This would kill Dad. That was the one thing that would kill Dad. So Judah says this. Look at this. So Judah's here. This is what the word says. It says, Judah came near him. You've got to go come near him. It says, Judah came near him. Brothers and sisters, all of these things that are happening, they are to cause the brothers to realize who they are and where they are. He didn't say one thing to them. This is all coming out of Judah's own mouth. He says to him, please, don't be angry at us, because you are just like Pharaoh. This is verse 19. He says, do you remember you asked us if we had a dad or a brother? And we told you, we have an old father. And he had a child in his old age. And listen to what he's telling him. His brother is dead. His brother is dead. He's looking into his eyes. His brother is dead. And he, Benjamin, you know, Joseph, what kind of feelings is Joseph having right now? He says, he is the only child of his mother, and his father loves him. So what a different Judah. What is happening? Judah is confessing item after item. Those things we spoke about, we're ashamed of. The things that we've done. Yes, the Lord loves us. But in order for us to experience all the riches, we have to confess them. If there's anything in our heart that is bothering us right now, we should just confess that thing to the Lord. Say, Lord, yes, I did that. Yes, I said that. This is what he's saying. Yes, we killed Joseph. Right now, how about we just close our eyes for 30 seconds and we just confess to the Lord. Whatever is on your heart, that there is some sin, that there is something that you know that you have done. You know. Your heart knows. You just say, Lord Jesus, I confess. I did this. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. This is what Judah did. Judah came near to him. Okay, we can stop now. I'll keep going. And so he says, he said, this is the only son. He says his father loves him. And you told us to bring him. And he said, he basically tells him, if we leave him here like this, it will kill Dad. When he hears all of these things, eventually, it's too much. It's too much for Joseph. Joseph, he asks everybody to leave because he realizes Judah and the brothers have learned the lesson. So he goes, okay, everybody clear out. Everybody clear out. So here are all the servants. I don't know, he must have had a lot of people helping him. Now it's just them. Just the brothers together. And he can't control himself. And he cries out. He just starts. I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? The brothers are afraid. And then listen to what Joseph says. Joseph says, please come closer. And what does it say? This is verse 4. Sorry, 45, 4. And they came closer. I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold. This is exactly what the Lord said to Paul. I am Jesus the Nazarene. Thank you, brothers. You can sit down. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to come closer. He wants to reveal himself to us. Okay, let's have... did we read A? I think we did, right? Okay, let's read 1, brothers, and then sisters, 2. Okay, brothers, go. When Joseph's brothers sold him, they hated him and did not care for their father or their youngest brother. Rather, they acted according to their hatred. Sisters, but Judah's speaking to Joseph about their care for his father and his youngest brother touched Joseph deeply, convincing him that his brothers had learned their lesson. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to beat ourselves on the back when we make a mistake. We don't need to wait for a long time. We just need to confess. As soon as we confess, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin. Because point B says, thus immediately. Amen. How about we all say that together? Immediately. Oh, immediately. Whenever we turn our hearts to the Lord, we make a half kind of terrible confession. Immediately. Joseph acknowledged them. Amen. Point 4. Joseph's brothers eventually recognized him. brothers A, sisters B. And then can we get the guitarist to get some guitars ready? Okay, go ahead. Brothers. Because Joseph's dealing with his brothers was full of patience, wisdom, and self-control, the result was so excellent that he did not even need to forgive them. Wow. B. Realizing God had sovereignly sent him to Egypt to fulfill his purpose, Joseph spontaneously received his brothers, embraced them, and took them in. He gave them a big hug. Oh, he loved them so much. He knew God actually, in his infinite wisdom, saw there's going to be a famine. He saw this family, they need to be at this place at that time, and they need somebody to go through this process. But it's not for me, it's for all of us. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us turn our eyes upon Jesus. Oh, Lord, we want to see you. Lord, we see you. Amen. So let's sing Psalm 21, hidden behind every scene. Okay, we'll sing this a few times, and then, brothers, we're going to have to switch to prophesying, so amen.